Jonathan, firstly, why yes to Birmingham City?
I think the Polo Championship was massive. Working with the manager before as well and knowing what he's all about was another big thing for myself.
Where did you work with Lee?
I worked with him when he was assistant to Glenn Roller at Norwich. I was there on loan for a few months. It was sort of before he went off to manage Huddersfield. But I liked the way he worked then, and obviously I don't think he'll have changed too much now becoming a manager. And it was something that I enjoyed, so hopefully I can do that again.
You let your contract run out because is that purely because you wanted to play at the highest level?
Yeah, it was, yeah. I think when I went to Oldham, it was something that I needed. I needed to get away and play games and was lucky enough to do that and caught interest quite early at the back end of this season. So with my situation in the contract, I did let it run down with the view to moving on. And today that's happened and I'm all over the moon about it.
Primarily a left-back?
Yeah. Always the position I played when I was in youth teams, things like that growing up, but obviously, being left-footed and being the height that I am, it was always something that I was asked to do, was move in one if there was ever any problems or injuries and things like that, which I'm comfortable doing. I've played there enough times.
You're tall enough to anyway, aren't you?
Yeah, I've played there enough times and understand the position as well, but preferably full-back's my favourite position.
Defensive full-back? Attacking full-back?
Defensive one, I'd say, to start with. I enjoy defending, but also I like to get the ball down and join in with my winger. I like to get forward a little bit as well and enjoy the attacking side of the game as well.
Nice to hear you say as a defender, though, because clean sheets, obviously a vital part of this game.
It is, yeah. We sort of seen that at the back end of the season at Oldham this year where we needed to start being hard to beat. I know from looking in, last season you had a lot of players here. So hopefully we can get a settle back for this year and keep some clean sheets, but also scoring's a big part of the game. It's obviously the hardest part of the game, but obviously you can hopefully do that at the other end as well.
What are you going to bring? What are your personal strengths? What are you going to bring?
Commitment, communication. I think I'm quite a good communicator on the pitch. I can speak to people around the squad at the minute. I think it's quite young.
Dying art these days, isn't it, talking on the pitch?
It is, yeah. I don't think there's a lot of them around. But it's something that's really important, especially in a back four. So obviously I can bring that to the team, but also someone who likes to get the ball down and play. It was always the way we were brought up at Middlesbrough to pass the ball out, and hopefully I can do that here.
What's your background then? Where did you start?
Started at Middlesbrough. I was there from 7 year old right the way up through their academy.
You're from Middlesbrough?
Yeah. And then had spells in and out of the side. Managerial changes, out on loan and things like that. So like I said, moving to Oldham 2 years ago was something that I needed at the time. I needed to get out and play the games where I've never really been settled. And that's obviously worked for me.
Vital, isn't it? Too many, you know, kids with potential always end up being 29 with potential because they don't play enough games.
It is, yeah. I think living at home, you're in that comfort zone. Sometimes you've got family and friends around you, but it's not always the best thing for you. It probably took me a little bit longer than it should have to realise that. I probably could have moved a few years earlier. But getting to that age, when you finally get there, I think you're made up in your own mind that it's time to move on. And I got there 2 years ago. I managed to kick on and play the games that I did and get to the point where I am now.
What do you know about Birmingham City, apart from the manager that you worked with?
Yeah, quite a lot, to be honest. I know it's a massive club, and probably the stadium and the training ground that I visited today is Premier League standard. So hopefully we can, in the next few years that I'm here, we can build towards that and really push on as a team.
It's they've got quite a vocal fan base as well. I mean, it's the atmosphere is always pretty good.
Yeah, I can imagine that from a big city. I can imagine the fan base to be really good. Obviously having the big rivals as well, they've always got to try and be a bit louder than what they are. That's the nature of being in a big city.
What about the players? Do you know any of the players?
I only know Tom, really. Tom Adeyemi, just as he was a young boy when I was at Oldham. He was sort of in the youth teams and reserve teams while I was there. So looking forward to meeting all the guys on the first day of pre-season.
It's a great dressing room. I mean, it's almost biased to say it, but the great dressing room, great team spirit about this place.
Yeah, I think that obviously showed in the last day of the season. You obviously need that team spirit and little bit of nous about you to what can you say to stick it out and sort of stay in the division as the way that they did. So obviously that'll bring them again together a little bit more for next year. So hopefully I can bed in quite quickly and join in with that.
And just finally, what are your own personal ambitions career wise?
Really to push on again. Obviously stepping up to the Championship, it's another big opportunity for myself. So hopefully I can play as many games as I can this season and really push on and do well for the team.